The Justice Department is now asking for a temporary stay in the Texas abortion law, which bans abortions after 6 weeks. But some companies based in Texas are already responding to the new law, which is the strictest in the nation. The software company Salesforce is offering to relocate its Texas-based employees and their families if they have concerns about the law and their ability to obtain reproductive health in that state. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, for more. Hey, Robin.
Hey, how are you, Tanya?
I am well, thank you. So Salesforce has several locations in the U.S., including Dallas. What did the company's CEO say about this Texas abortion law and the offer to help relocate its employees?
He actually tweeted, quote, "If you want to move, we'll help you exit Texas. Your choice." This after Salesforce slacked employees that if they and their families are concerned about the ability to access reproductive care in Texas, that the company will help them relocate. I mean, after all, remote work has been a huge part of Salesforce's new normal. It's prominently based in San Francisco, but no shortage of employees have recently decamped to places like Austin, Texas. And as you mentioned, it has many employees in Dallas. And like many big players, it wants to recruit and maintain high-priced talent.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time, though, that Salesforce has waded into politics. They've spoken out as a company, right?
Yeah, 6 years ago, notably, when Salesforce threatened to pull back from investing in Indiana as clients and employees weren't so happy about the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which would potentially allow businesses to deny services to LGBTQ people on religious grounds. So Salesforce had previously acquired a company in Indiana. It did, however, relent. And the governor who signed the bill was none other than Mike Pence, who would become the vice president.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking, Robin, about how so many tech companies have flocked to Texas in recent years. How is the rest of the tech industry responding to this abortion law?
It's really blindsiding those who thought booming Austin, you know, with its brisket right. and music and blue-mindedness was just a no-brainer swap for the West Coast. There are all these tax refugees from New York and California that are howling about it. But you've yet to see anyone truly threaten a commercial boycott of the state, which is the planet's ninth largest economy. It has 50 Fortune 500 companies, Dell, Exxon, AT&T, American Airlines. And the thinking is that Texas has the clout for now.
Yeah. We also saw that Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who recently moved to Texas, said that he'd prefer to stay out of politics on this issue. But big picture, when companies like Salesforce take a stand on political issues like this, does it actually move the needle or bring about action from politicians? And I have about a minute with you.
It takes a snowballing of pressure with customers and companies both truly in on it. Think back at apartheid in South Africa. A good 30 years of European consumers leaning on supermarkets to stop sourcing food from South Africa, or British students forcing Barclays Bank, a major multinational, to pull out of the nation. You go on YouTube, Tanya, play the 1985 song Sun City. You know, by the time apartheid fell and Nelson Mandela was getting out of prison, there was no doubt that this kind of commercial isolation had the population, the white population of South Africa, tired and kind of crying uncle. So that's what it takes, not just tweets and press releases here and there.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.